meeting of the Senate Committee on Business and Economic Development here on June 2nd, 2005. Welcome. We're going to be very, very quick today. We've got a few bills we're just going to move on. A few bills we're going to kind of pass and complete, and then we'll let you all enjoy the afternoon. So with that, I'm going to move open up the public hearing on House Joint Resolution 29. This bill encourages sending joint legislative international trade mission to China, Japan, Korea, and Taiwan. Close the public hearing on House Joint Resolution 29 and open a work session on House Joint Resolution 29.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Starr.
I move H.J.R. 29 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Committee on Revenue.
Senator Starr has moved H.J.R. 29 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Committee on Revenue. Discussion? Objection? So ordered. Senator, actually, let me open up a public hearing on House Bills 2078, House Bills 2389A, Senate Bill 671. These are bills relating to, well, they've been so many things. 671, in this last rendition, related to Public Utility Commission seeking to acquire control over public interests. House Bill 2078 allows Construction Contracts Board to adopt rules waiving requirements. House Bill 2389A modifies provisions relating to manufactured structure, ownership documents, and trip permits. So we'll close the public hearing on that. Open a work session on House Bills 2078, HB 2389A, and SB 671.
Mr. Chair, I move
Senator Starr.
That we move House Bill 2078, House Bill 2389, and Senate Bill 671 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Senator Starr has moved HB 2078, HB 2389A, and SB 671 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Committee on Rules. Discussion? Objection? So ordered. Okay, now go back to the top of our agenda. We'll open up a work session on House Bill 2200A, and Teresa, could you tell us why that's before us?
Yes, Mr. Chair, committee members. House Bill 2200 is back for us. We passed it out of committee on May 26th. There are some conflict amendments that need to be adopted before it moves to the floor. And the conflict amendments in front of you is a dash A5, and it resolves conflicts with House Bill 2075, which we heard in the committee earlier.
Okay. Mr. Smith, if you could just come up briefly and tell us, just briefly explain the conflict, and we'll move ahead.
Chairman Eskridge, members of the committee, my name is Craig Smith. I'm with the Construction Contractors Board. There's a conflict with home inspector law that we passed on 2075. They just didn't match up right. Took it back to LC. They resurrected that. They made it work, and all is well.
So no substantive changes other than resolving the conflicts.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Ms. Smith? Okay, we're in work session, and we need reconsideration first.
We need to suspend the rules.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I move we suspend the rules for the purpose of reconsidering the vote by which House Bill 2200 was sent to the floor.
Senator Starr has moved that we suspend the rules for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on which HB 2200A was sent to the floor. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. So the bill is back before us and in our possession. So we'll need a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2200 was approved.
Senator Starr has moved that we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2200A was approved. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. With the bill is back in front of us as we passed it out, and we have a dash A5 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash A5 amendment to House Bill 2200.
Senator Starr has moved the dash A5 amendment to House Bill 2200A. Any discussion?
This is a conflict amendment.
Yes.
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 Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Okay. Who did we originally have carrying this bill?
Senator Starr.
Oh, well, Senator Starr is second time around. Okay. Let's see. Okay. We will open up a work session on House Bill 2604A. Again, this is a bill that we did pass out to the floor.
Yes, that's correct.
And we will need to go through the reconsideration process on this bill as well.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair.
Senator Starr.
I move that we suspend the rules for purpose of reconsidering the vote by which House Bill 2604 was sent to the floor.
Senator Starr has moved that we suspend the rules for the purpose of reconsidering the vote by which House Bill 2604A was sent to the floor. Discussion? Objection? So ordered. Senator Starr.
I move we we reconsider the vote by which the A6 amendments to House Bill 26A was approved.
Senator Starr has moved that we reconsider the vote by which the A6 amendments to House Bill 2604A was approved. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. The bill is back before us, and we have a conflict amendment, colleagues, in the dash A8 amendments. Is there anybody want to speak to the conflicts? Teresa? Oh, Jana? Please. I mean, I just had to pick somebody, and you got your hand up first. So, welcome, Ms. Jarvis.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Jana Jarvis, Oregon Association of Realtors. I've got to learn to look the other direction more quickly, apparently. It is my understanding, I'm not sure I'm the one who should be explaining this conflict, but it is my understanding that in Section 2, subsection 10 in House Bill 2604, as the dash 6 amendments read, that there was a conflict with House Bill 2096 that had passed your committee just a few days prior to this. And so we needed to go back in and change the language that talked about, said to the person who delivered the funds to the real estate broker or principal real estate broker, to change that to delivered the funds to the sole practitioner or principal real estate broker. And that's the reason for this amendment.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Jarvis?
This also accomplishes the quote compromise that was accomplished in the A6 amendments.
Well, it would be my understanding that you would be considering the A6 as well as the A8.
Yes, Senator Starr. Yes, on page 3, lines 22 through 27, that is the dash 6 amendment that we passed out earlier.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Get that on the record.
I hope so. Thank you.
So we need,
our intent.
We only need the A8 at this point, then.
Yes, correct. That's
correct. Okay. All right. So we have a dash A8 amendment before us.
Sure.
Senator Starr.
Move the A8 amendments to House Bill 2604.
Senator Starr has moved the dash A8 amendments to House Bill 2604. Discussion? Objection? So ordered. Senator Starr.
Oh, we have to move the bill.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2604 as amended to the floor with a two-pass recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved House Bill 2604 as amended to the floor with a two-pass recommendation. Discussion? Objection? So ordered. Who did we have carrying that bill?
I believe you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, then I will be carrying. Okay, now we will, let me mark this off my list so I don't get confused. We will now open up a public hearing on House Bill 2117A. Teresa.
Yes. Mr. Chair, committee members, House Bill 2117A creates a temporary investigator's license for investigators licensed in other states to practice in Oregon for a limited time. It also has some additional provisions relating to investigators. You have in front of you a dash A5 amendment, which will abolish the Board of Investigators and transfers its duties, powers, and functions and powers to the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, and it also aligns current statute to reflect the additional functions of the agency. The bill, the A and gross version in front of you passed out of the House Business, Labor, and Consumer Affairs Committee and the floor unanimously. And there's no revenue impact, and there is a fiscal statement in your packets in front of you.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. Okay, we have four people signed up to speak in support, and then someone who hasn't cited whether they're for or against it. But Jim Hennings, Cynthia, looks like Hamilton, William Herrick, and Kelly Page.
Is that,
excuse me? Okay, I need somebody, though, to tell us what this bill does. I mean, we do like to be streamlined, but we also like to know what the heck it is we're going to pass.
Oh, boy, we got time.
Not that that always has been necessary in this building, but it might be good.
Setting new practice.
Oh, well, speaking of which, welcome, former Senator Minnis. Good to see you.
I'm Jim Hennings. I'm the chair of the Oregon Board of Investigators, and we have consulted with John and his staff, and with one change that we recommended a few moments ago, we agree with this change.
Okay, maybe Director Minnis, could you please just give us a summary of what this bill does?
Mr. Chairman, what the bill does is it abolishes the Oregon Board of Investigators as it currently exists. The function of the board currently in the regulation of private investigators would be intermingled with or become part of the Private Security Policy Committee, which is a subcommittee of the full Board of Public Safety Standards and Training. The Private Security Policy Committee and our private security section of the agency currently regulate about 13,000 private security providers in the state. Many many of the regulations that were originally proposed in 2117 are consistent with or congruent with the existing practices with private security personnel. So both Brian Henson, Kelly Page, and others have reviewed this particular merger to make sure that we weren't doing something that would be inconsistent with existing practices. So Virginia Vanderbilt in Legislative Council has carefully crafted a mixture of conglomeration of Chapter 181, which is where the private security statutes are, and Chapter 730, which is where the Oregon Board of Investigators statutes currently are, and with their conversations back and forth has melded those two statutes together. So if this amendment is adopted and the bill is passed, the private security, the Board of Investigator function or the regulation of private investigators would be then part of the subcommittee or policy committee of the Board of Safety Standards and Training Private Security Section. And I don't know if you want additional information on how that works, but all of the rules promulgated from that committee are affirmed by the full board and then become operative and basically end up regulating the various industries. In this case, it would become the private investigators and private security and the various classifications or subsets therein. So the idea here is because of the cash flow issues and the various fees that were not generated sufficient to carry on the current functions of the Oregon Board of Investigators, this can be condensed within the existing structure of the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. We can do it more efficiently and for less money, and hence hopefully be a benefit to the regulation of the investigators themselves. It's one of those controversial issues where there are some investigators, I believe, who don't want to be regulated. There are a number of them who do feel that some professionalization and regulation is appropriate, and so we are facilitating their desire to continue to be regulated in a professional manner.
The present board would continue till the end of this year. We would be working very, very closely with John and his staff in terms of the transfer of authority and power. So,
okay. All right. So we have heard less money, more efficiency. Sounds good. Questions from the committee?
So, Mr. Chair, this is important. So public safety would be enhanced because a lot of these, whether it's private security or investigators, it's an important issue for citizens who rely on these folks for their well-being, and so it's your opinion or the panel's opinion that safety would be better represented on their behalf with the passage of this.
We're losing a quorum in 10 seconds, so thank you. We are going to close the public hearing, open a work session, House Bill 217A, and we have an amendment with us. And on page 27 of the amendment, I'd like to make a conceptual amendment, colleagues, on line 6, on page 27, delete the words, works under the supervision of a member of, and replace that with, is recommended by. And this came as a suggestion and an agreement of the group is a greater clarity. And if we could do this before Legislative Council comes in, that would be really good.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I move that we conceptually amend the dash A5 amendments to House Bill 2117 by striking the words on line 6, page 27, works under the supervision of a member of, and replace that with is recommended by.
Senator Starr has moved the amendment we just discussed. Any discussion?
Well, I know Senator Starr needs to leave right now, but why are we doing this?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Deckard, the problem is that as it was constructed in the language, those individuals who currently do this kind of work and are supervised by the Oregon State Bar are specifically exempted from licensure by a different area of statute. The objective here was to have one of the investigators be recommended by the bar, and we dropped that off in our communication with Virginia. So there are two subsets within the investigators, those who are private practitioners and those who are in another form. And Jim, you've got to jump in and
they help. Basically work full-time for attorneys and are not subject to the licensure. They're under the bar.
Okay. So it wouldn't work. It just would not work to have.
That's right.
Okay.
Thanks for the question, Senator. So we have the conceptual amendment. Any objections? So ordered. Senator Starr, we have the...
I move to adopt A5 amendments as conceptually amended to House Bill 2117.
Senator Starr has moved the dash A5 amendments as conceptually amended to House Bill 2117. Discussion? Objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Starr.
Move House Bill 2117 as amended to Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved House Bill 2117 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Objection? So ordered.
We have one more bill, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Starr will carry. Close this work session. Open up a public hearing on House Bill 2074. This limits period for placing construction contract license in inactive status. I'm going to close the public hearing on that. I'm going to open a work session and ask that this bill be sent without recommendation to the Committee on Rules.
So moved.
Senator Starr has moved that House Bill 2074 be sent to the floor without recommendation and referred to the Committee on Rules. Discussion? Objections? So ordered. Colleagues, thank you for a very great session this year. Sincerely, I really appreciate the hard work everybody's put in and working collaboratively. We'll talk more. The business committee is adjourned.